Good morning to everyone.
早上，
早安各位。We are in a very exciting time in the history of our church.
我们是在历史上一个最兴奋的时间，关于我们的教会。
We have recently acquired 120 Chaumont Ave, which used to be the South Cove Manor Nursing Home.
我们刚刚是把南岸那个老人这个中心买了过来120号索莫那个交道上面的一个 building.
We bought it just.We acquired it just before Easter.
我们是在复活节之前把它买下来。
And the nursing home is still renting it, but we were trying to make plans about how to utilize the building.
那个老人中心依然是租用我们那个地方，我们仍然在计划怎么样用这一个building.
But we had also received word that the Catholic Church right next door would be put on the market very soon.
我们听到有人说，就是旁边那个三一真堂，他们要卖这个堂要卖。
So on around May 1st, it came onto the market.
五月一号就在市场上面出卖。
And so the leadership of the church is evaluating what to do.
教会的领袖在计算怎么样要不要买下来。
And as we were thinking and praying about this, this.Particular passage came to mind to me.
我们在想跟祷告，这个当这个信息来到我们的当中的时候，我们要不要买在这里祷告当中
？This is a very important passage that we find here in Numbers chapter 13 and 14.
我们从民数记十三章跟十四章里面发现了一个很重要的信息。
It takes place in the time of Moses.
我们需要摩西花了用很多的时间。
God used him to deliver the people out of slavery in Egypt.
神用摩西把那个以色列民从埃及带了出来。
He used very spectacular miracles to deliver the people.
他用了非常没人可以做得到的那种神迹把他们带了出来。
And as the people left Egypt, they went to Mount Sinai.
那边那些以色列民他们去了那个迦南地那个巴兰那个旷野里面
and there they received God's law
那么他们这个听到了神的话语
from there they went north to the edge of the promised land
他们在那个西乃山听到了那个十诫以后呢他们就去了那个南边去
they are at a place called Kadesh Barnea
Kadesh Barnea
yeah that's where they went
他们去了那个加斯底的旁边，加底斯的旁边。
And in chapter 13, verse 1, God told Moses, "Send people out to spy out the land."
那么在那个十三章第一节的时候，我们看到摩西派探子去探访那个地方。
He told them to pick a leader from each of the tribes.
他告诉他们要从每一个支派里面派一个首领出来。
Now, this.Area, the promised land was also called Canaan.
那么这个应许地也叫迦南地。
And the people that lived there were very wicked.
那么住在那里的人非常的凶恶跟不义。
And so God told them to send out spies to look and get information.
那么神就叫他们派探子里面去探访一些消息。
And they were given 40 days to go and look at the land.
他们要需要四十天的时间在里面去探访、去窥探。
And so at the end of 40 days, they came back and gave their report.
那么四十天以后，他们这些探子回来了就做了一个报告。
Now there were actually two reports.
那么其实这里面有两个报告。
There was what I would call the majority report.
那么一个是大多数人的都要报告。
Because 10 out of the 12 spies.Said this is what we saw.
那么十二个人当中有十个人说他们是说这样报告是这样说。
There were two other spies that said something different.
但是其他另外两个人的报告又跟他们这十个人的报告不一样。
So I would first give you what I would call the majority report.
那么我们先来看一看这十个人的报告是怎么样一个报告。
These ten spies said.They came into the land. They said it is a land that flows with milk and honey.
那么这十个人回来说，这个地是真的牛奶与蜜之地。
This is found in chapter 13, verse 27.
在这个13章27节里面看到,
when they said there was a land flowing with milk and honey, they were saying basically it is a place where cows could get lots to eat, and there was going to be lots of honeybees because there's lots of fruit trees and things.
他们说这个牛奶以蜜之地，就是说他们的牧羊的牛有很多东西可以吃，有很多的蜜他们可以喝。
And as evidence for that, they had some of the people bring some grapes back from that land.
来证明这一家东西呢，他们是有人从那个地方把一串的葡萄拿了回来。
Now this bunch of grapes was not like what you see at the supermarket.
这个葡萄不是你平常在那个市场里面看到的。
In fact, they had to carry this cluster of grapes with two people, with a pole hanging between the two people.
那么这一串葡萄是需要两个人用一个杠把它抬回来。
And so they brought these huge bunch of grapes back.
所以我们可以想到他们搬回来这一个葡萄是多么的大，需要两个人抬。
And so the first part of their report said that this is a land that has a lot of fruitfulness, so it's a very good land.
那么他们一开始讲到这个地方是牛奶以蜜之地，有很多的水果。
But in verse 28, they also said, but the people that live there are very strong.
但是到了28节的时候，我们看到他们就是说有一个但是，住在那地的人非常的强壮。
The cities are very large and well fortified.
那个城市很大，而且是一个坚固的城堡。
And they are people that are even very like giants.
而且那些人就非常的高大威猛。
And so they gave this report that showed that it was not going to be easy to conquer this land.
他们回来的报告就是说，我们不容易把这个地拿下来。
In verse 32 and 33, they talk about the fact that some of these people seem to be like giants.
然后在第33跟34节就是说，这个地那些人呢，就好像是巨人一样。
Now I can't go into all the explanation behind it, but some people feel like there were people like Goliath that were there.
就是说我可以用很多的东西来解释，但是说我们可以想象那个地的人是多么的高大。
And they said that we felt like grasshoppers compared to these people.
他们的比喻就是说，我们要像一个蚱蜢一样，跟这些人比较起来。
And so, even though the land was a very good land, the people there, it was going to be very difficult to conquer this land.
虽然这个地是非常的好，但是那个地太强壮了，我们没办法战胜他们。
And basically said, we can't conquer these people. There's no way we can do it.
基本上就是说，我们放弃了，我们没办法拿下来这个地。
But there were two spies who said differently.
但是其中有两个探子的报告不一样。
Those two spies are identified as Joshua and Caleb.
这两个探子呢，其中一个就是加勒，另外一个就是耶稣亚。
In verse 30, Caleb says, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it."
那么他们就是说，让我们上去把这个地占领下来。
He agreed that the land was a good land.
他们同意这个地是一个非常好的地。
But his assessment of the enemy was not the same.
但是他们对这个敌人的看待就不一样。
He did not think that they were grasshoppers compared to these people.
他们没有想到他们是蚱蜢，就是我们是蚱蜢，他们是巨人。
He said that we should just go right away and begin to conquer this land.
他们两个人说，我们直接就过去把它占领下来。
Because he felt that they could overcome them.
他们觉得他们可以克服战胜他们。
And overcome them with God's help.
因为他们可以战胜他们，是因为他们觉得神会帮助他们。
In Numbers chapter 14, we see the response of the people.
那么我们看到那个14章的时候呢，民数记的时候，我们看到其他人的反应。
You recognize that these people had just left Egypt.
我们想象他们之前刚刚离开了埃及。
Probably, and they had wandered through the desert, and they basically were homeless people.
他们在这个旷野下面游游荡荡，就好像一个无家可归的人一样。And
now they were on the edge of the promised land.
他们已经在这个应许之地的旁边了。
And so when they heard these two reports, what do you think they did?
但你想一想，当他们这些流浪汉听到这两个不同的报告的时候，你想他们会怎么样说
？Well, in verse chapter 14, verse 1, it says, "All the congregation raised a loud voice, and the people wept that night."
那么我们在十四章第一节，我们看到呢，会众他们叫众人大声的宣扬，那里那夜百姓都哭泣。
Now they did not weep with joy.
他们没有是啊大声的啊像那个啊
joy.
就还要改变。他们没有是很高兴的在那里叫。
In fact, they were very, very sad.
其实他们是非常的伤心的在那里哭喊。
It says that they grumbled against their leaders, Moses and Aaron.
他们联合起来就是像那个啊。那个领导那个摩西跟亚伦两个人就发怨言。
They said, "We should have died in Egypt instead."
他们说我们在埃及死掉不是更好吗
？Why is God bringing us to this land?
为什么上帝要带我们来这个地方
？We're going to get killed.
我们将会死在刀剑之下。
Our children would become captives.
我们的小孩变成被人家掳掠。
It's better for us to go back to Egypt.
我们回去埃及会更好。
At least as slaves in Egypt were still alive.
我们在埃及做奴隶的话，我们依然还可以生存。
Let us choose a leader and let's go back to Egypt.
让我们选另外一个领袖，把我们带回去埃及。
And then in verse 5, we see the response of Moses, Aaron, and Joshua and Caleb.
在那个第五节的时候，我们看到了那个啊摩西、亚伦跟那个加勒跟那个啊。耶稣亚当他们的反应。
Moses and Aaron bowed their heads before the Lord.
那么亚伦跟那个摩西在神的面前俯伏下来。
And Joshua and Caleb said that they couldn't believe what they were hearing.
那么那个耶稣亚跟那个加勒根本就不可相信会众跟他们这样讲。
They encouraged the people and said if God helps us, we can overcome this enemy.
他们鼓励那个会众说：“只要神喜悦我们的话，我们可以战胜这些敌人。”
It is a good land.
这是一个非常好之地。
It is the land that God promised to us.
这是神的应许之地。
And we don't have to be afraid of these people.
我们根本不需要害怕这些人。
Because with God's help, we can overcome it.
以神的帮助的时候，我们可以战胜他们。
But instead, the people decided that we're going to maybe even kill them, stone them to death.
但是这些人呢，竟然是想用石头把这两个人打死。
At this point, God intervenes.
但这个时候，神的荣光出现了。
In verse 11, it says, "And the Lord said to Moses, 'How long will this people despise me? How long will they not believe in me, in spite of all the signs I've done for among them?'"
这在十一节里面，耶和华这样对摩西说：“这百姓藐视我，要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一些神迹，他们还不信我，要到几时呢
？”So God was so angry at the Hebrew people.
那神这个时候在对这个希伯来人他们是如此的愤怒。
He said to Moses, "Why don't I just kill all of them and start a new nation of people who would be descendants of you?"
那么神就对摩西说：“让我把这些人全都杀死了，然后呢，我就令摩西你的后裔成为我的那个应许之人。”
But Moses intercedes for these people.
但是呢，摩西为这些人祈求
，and appeals to God's mercy.
然后在神的面前请求这个恩典。
And so God decided He wasn't going to kill all these people.
说神就答应了摩西的请求，就没有杀死他们。
But instead, he would punish many of them.
但是他会惩罚他们。
The 10 spies who gave this negative report were immediately killed.
那十个回来给那个恶的报告的那十个探子，立刻在神的面前就把他们杀死了。
And anyone who was over the age of 20 was not allowed to go into the promised land.
所有的人年龄是超过二十岁的话，都不给他们进去那个应许之地。
Except for Caleb and Joshua，
除了那个加勒跟耶稣亚以外。
And God was angry at these people because these are the people that saw God's miracles in Egypt。
因为神对他们非常的愤怒，因为这一帮人在埃及的时候看到了神那个奇妙的作为。
They saw God do the impossible。
神做的那人不能够做的事情
，and yet they still did not have faith.
但是他们仍然没有信心。
And so they were made to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以神就惩罚他们在这个旷野里面漂流40年。
As the older people died off one by one.
所以20岁以上的人一个一个死掉以后。
And then after 40 years, they were allowed to go into the promised land.
那么40年以后第二代才可以进去那个应许之地。
Now what was the difference between the majority report and what we would call the minority report?
那么大多数人的报告跟那个小数人的报告当中有什么不一样呢？
Well, we first see that they both agreed that the land was good.
那么两个报告里面都说这个地是一个应许的美好之地。
The 10 spies said it is a land that flows with milk and honey.
那么这个那十个人说这个地是牛奶隐秘之地。
It was a great land.
也是在最好的一个地方。
And Caleb and Joshua agreed to this as well.
那么耶稣亚跟加勒同意这一点。
In Numbers 14 verse 7, Caleb and Joshua said it is an exceedingly good land.
那么在这个第十四章第七节里面呢，他们说这个是非常好的之地。
But the majority of the spies, the 10 spies, focus on the obstacles.
但是那十个探子呢，他们就是专注在那个困难上面。
They focus on the problems that were there.
他们专注在那个问题，他们将会面对。
They said that the cities were large and fortified.
他们说这个城太大了，然后呢，是一个坚固之城。
They said that the people were huge and they were stronger.
然后他们说这些人太高大了，太强壮了。
And that they were like grasshoppers compared to these giants.
他们就像巨人，对像我们就像蚱蜢一样的小人一样。
And so they focused on the problems that were there.
他们就专注在问题上面了。
And yet Joshua and Caleb, the minority report, they instead focused not on the problems but on God.
但是加勒跟耶稣亚他们的专注点就在那个地与神的上面。
They believe in what God promised.
他们相信神所应许的。
Because this was the land that was promised way back to Abraham.
因为他们知道这一个应许是回去到那个亚伯拉罕那一个时代的时候的一个应许。
And throughout this time, God always reminds them, this is the land that was promised to you.
一直到现在的时候，神一直在向他们就是提醒他们，这就是神所应许之地。
Even in this passage, chapter 13, the first verse, second verse says, "Send men out to spy the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel."
那么我们回到第十三章第二节的时候，我们也看到神就是说，你派探子出去看一看，我为你们所应许的亚伯拉罕的时代，就给你们应许的地方。
God didn't say, I might give it to them or I may give it to them. He says, which I am giving to the people of Israel.
他没有说我可能给你的地方，而是说我已经给你的地方。
And so Joshua and Caleb believe God's promises.
那么耶稣亚跟那个加勒他们相信神的应许。
Joshua and Caleb also remembered what God did for them, delivering them out of Egypt.
那么耶稣亚跟加勒同时也记得神是怎么样把他们从埃及带出来。
Now these events probably took place maybe less than 2 years ago from this time.
神把他们带出来这一件事情呢，其实在大概是两年的事情。
But how could you forget how God would part the Red Sea?
那你怎么可能在两年前这么大的事情，你怎么可能会忘记呢？
How could you forget how God brought about the plagues that brought Egypt to its knees.
那么你怎么可以忘记神从你把埃及带出来这一件这么大的伟大的事情呢？
They remembered what God did in Egypt.
他们两个人仍然记着神在埃及为他们所做的那些奇迹。
And so they had confidence in this powerful God.
他们对神有信心，对神的大能有信心。
Yes, they were enemies. They were formidable enemies in Canaan.
是的。在迦南地有很多很高大的、很强壮的敌人。
But they felt that they could overcome it with God's help.
但是他们知道他们可以战胜他们，带神的帮助就是。
Let me try to link this story to us today.
那么让我们来学习一下这个一个故事啊。
And there are certain similarities, but it's also a very key difference.
那么也非常相似，但是也有很不一样的地方。
In terms of similarities, first, both is the Hebrew people and our church is at a critical point.
那么我们在相似的地方就是说，那个时候的希伯来人跟我们现在的教会是面对同样的一个很重要的转折点。
As I mentioned, the Hebrew people were brought out of slavery in Egypt.
我们讲到这个希伯来人就从埃及给带了出来。
They came up to the edge of the promised land.
他们去到了那个应许之地的旁边。
And so there was a wonderful opportunity for them at this time.
那么对于他们说是一个非常美好的一个机会。
They were a homeless people.
他们是一个流浪者。
They didn't have a land they could call their own.
他们没有一个地方他们可以说这是我的家。
They couldn't settle down and raise their children.
他们没办法定居下来养育他们的小孩。
They were constantly on the move.
他们就是不停的在那个流浪当中。
But here they were at the edge of the promised land.
但是他们现在已经在这个应许之地之旁。
A land that God promised to them.
这个地是神所应许给他们。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
而且这个地是牛奶与蜜之地。
And so the people were at a critical point.
那么这些人在面对一个非常一个重要的决定点。
And I would say our church is at a critical point.
那么我们可以说，我们现在的教会也在一个非常严重的一个转捩点的时候。
This building was finished in 1979.
这一个教堂在1979年就完成。
And this building was built for a church of about 200 people.
那么当时的那个计划就是说，就是建造这个教堂满足250人的敬拜。
And now we probably have a 1,000 people in Chinatown.
那么我们现在大约有1,000人在中国城。
And we basically had to rent or borrow space.
我们基本上就是说要借或者是租地方来敬拜。
The only other building that we got is the one right across the street here, this small building on the across the street.
那么我们还有另外一个小的办公室就在旁边这里。
We also realize that we are living in a changing society.
我们同时认识到我们在生活在一个转换的一个社会当中。
We can probably not expect to rent or borrow space as we did in the past.
我们可能不能够再借或者租用其他的地方。
And yet, as we try to acquire space, it didn't seem like we were able to do it.
我们想要去购买。物业，但是好像没办法进行。
We tried to swap land with the city, with some of the land behind us.
我们尝试想要跟旁边那个中学要换地。
But the school is still there after over 10 years.
但是这个旁边这个学校呢，10年以后仍然在这里。
But then, there came the opportunity to buy South Cove Manor Nursing Home.
终于我们有机会可以买到那个南岸老人中心。
And probably we would not be able to outbid other people, but that nursing home gave a preference to a Chinatown organization.
我们以为我们不能够买下那一个地，我们可能别人把我们就是把我们 kick out. 但是呢，很高兴的话，神为我们开了一个门，因为南岸老湾中心他们说只卖给唐人街的机构。
And as many of you prayed, They selected our church to be the new buyer of their property.
我们就是一直在祷告当中，神就是给我们开了一个门，让我们成为他的唯一的一个购买者。
But we also saw that this building didn't solve all our problems.
但是我们同时也看到这一个一栋楼房没有解决我们所有要面对的问题。
Because as a nursing home, it had a lot of small rooms, but didn't have a large room for worship.
但是那个老人中心它是有很多的小的房间，像病房一样，但是他们没有一个很大的会堂，让我们可以很多人一起来敬拜。
We got some estimates about how much would it cost to renovate the building so that we can have a very large worship space.
我们曾经做了一些预算，就是说把那个房间拆下来做成一些很大的一个敬拜的堂的时候呢，我们计算了一些成本。
And we got estimates up to $13 million.
很不幸运，那个数字非常的巨大，1,300万。
And so we didn't know exactly what to do.
我们仍然不知道要怎么样去处理这个事情。
But then, as we were thinking about it and praying about it, the Catholic church right next door to the nursing home became available.
我们一直在想，一直在祷告的时候呢，我还不知道怎么做的时候，然后5月1号，旁边那个三一堂，那个天主教堂，竟然就在放在市场上面要出售。
Now the second similarity, we are at a critical point, as you can see, but the second similarity is that we are investigating the opportunity.
那么第二个相似的地方呢，就是说我们正在寻找一些机会。
The Israelites sent 12 spies into the land to get information.
我们没有，就是好像是那个旧约的时候呢，他们送了12个探子去窥探那个地方。
And they had 40 days to look at the land.
他们有40天的时间去窥探这一个地方。
We are at a similar situation.
我们在一个非常相似的一个阶段。
We were notified that a Catholic church would be put on the market on May 1st.
我们知道这一个建筑物，他们放在那个市场上面出售，是5月1号。
And we're told they're going to give us 45 days to examine it.
他们告诉我们，我们只有45天的时间来决定要不要买。
And then they will ask us to make a bid on that building.
他们就要我们在那个时候45天以后要出一个价钱，要不要买？
And so we project that we need to submit a bid on June 15th.
那么我们就跟他们讲，我们会在6月15号会出一个价钱。
And so we don't have the report yet.
我们还没有一个报告回来。
The Hebrew people, they received the report.
我们这个人收到这个报告的。They
said the land was good.
这个地方是一个好地方。But
it's going to cost a lot to, you know, to acquire it.
但是将会需要一笔很巨大的款项去把它购买下来。There
were giants in the land.
他们有那个很多的巨人在那一个地方。And
so it's going to be very difficult.
将会非常的困难。Now
again, we at this point do not have a report from about the building.
我们到目前为止对于那一个三一堂，我们还没有任何一个详细的报告。But
some of us have been in the building and been able to take a look.
但是有一些人已经可以进去里面去窥探了一下。And
I would say it's a very large building.
但是一个非常巨大的一个建成。This
Catholic church probably could seat 1,000 people.
那个里面的会堂可以坐大约1,000人。It's
a very large space.
非常多的空间。
But I would say it would cost a lot to maintain this building.
我们可以说，我们将会用很多的钱来维持这个营运这一个地方。It's
an old building.
在这个一个旧的一个地方。It's
10 years older than the Newton campus.
也就是比那个牛顿堂里面是老过他们牛顿堂10年。And
it has a very, very high ceiling.
非常高的一个天花。I
said, it's probably 5 stories high.
比如说有5层楼这么高。I
said, oh, it takes a lot to heat this building, I think.
他们就是说会用很多的那个热气。And
so those are my preliminary report.
这个就是我们要回来的那个一个报告。We
are hiring professionals to tell us how much does it cost to fix it up, how much would it cost to maintain this building.
我们就请专家回来预算一下，我们要用多少钱，用多少资源来维持这一个地方。And
right now we don't know the answer for that.
现在我们还不知道有那个报告还没有回来。But
let me point out a very important difference between our situation and the situation with the Jewish people.
那么让我来在这里让你们指出来，我们现在所面对的状况跟那个时候的希伯来人所面对的一个事情。The
Hebrew people knew that it was God's will for them to possess the promised land.
那个时候呢，希伯来人他们知道这是神给他们应许的这个迦南地。But
we do not know whether God wants us to buy the Catholic Church.
但是我们现在还不知道神是不是要我们把这个三一堂买下来。I
did not hear a voice from God telling me this.
牧师现在还没有听到一个神给他的一个声音。There's
nothing that indicates that we should necessarily buy that building.
还有没有任何一些证据证明我们一定要把它买下来？
It might be that another developer may also want to buy that Catholic church.
可能有一些建筑商他们想要把它买下来。
They may change it into condominiums.
他们可能把它建成一件很都老大厦。
We know that there's a lot of building going around here, a lot of luxury condominiums going up.
我们知道这个附近在旁边很多那个大高楼大厦在建造。
So it might be that someone outbid us.
可能别人用更高的价钱把它买下来。
And if that's the case, then it was not God's will.Obviously,
如果这种情况发生的时候，很明显，这不是神所预备给我们的那个地方。
But as at this point, we don't know for sure.
但是在目前这个时候，我们还不知道。
And that's why we're encouraging all of our people to be praying.
所以我这边怎么鼓励会众一起的来祷告
？That God would guide our leadership.
让神来带领我们教会的领袖。
That all of us will hear God's voice about what He wants us to do.
以及各会众都听到神要我们做什么东西。
But if God wants us to go in a certain direction, we need to trust God that He will be able to carry us through to the completion.
我们要相信神，如果神要带我们去那个应许之地的话，神一定会亲自的带领我们去。
That if He wants us to go in a certain direction, He will ultimately help us to accomplish it.
他神要带我们去一个方向的时候呢，他一定会给我们一些指示，让我们带走向他要走的方向。
So let me bring some application down for us.
让我们来做一些应用。
One principle would be the majority is not always right.
让我们来学习一下说，大多数人的认同的一个点不一定是正确的。
Remember that the 10 spies.Said no, it's too hard for us. We can't do it.
请我们记住那个十个探子的报告，说我们不能够做。他们的报告是错的。
And so yes, sometimes the majority is right, but sometimes they can be wrong.
对，没错。大多数人的观点有时候正确，但是并不是每一次都正确，有时候是错的。
Most importantly, we need to depend upon godly leadership.
最重要的是我们要依靠神，依靠神的能力。
Also, we need to understand that God's way does not mean that we don't have to do anything.
但是我们同时要注意到，如果是神的旨意的话，并不等于说人不需要做什么任何东西。
You remember that God said for them to go and possess the promised land.
你们要记住啊，那个时候呢，神说要进去那个应许之地的时候呢，他们是派探子去探访。
It was God's will for them.
就是神派他们去。
He promised it to them.
他神应许给他们的地方。
But they weren't just going to walk in and just say, well, I'll take this, I'll take this, I'll take that.
但是他们没有，就是说，就是大摇大摆的走进去，就是我要这个，我要那个。
They had to fight for it.
他们一定要争取。
They had to go up against very formidable enemies.
他们又跟那些很高大的那些敌人跟他们征战。
Some people were going to get killed.
有些人可能会给杀死。
Some people were going to get maimed.
有些人可能会在那个get maimed,
cut, you know,
yeah, 就是说有些可能是会变残废了。
But it was still God's will for them to possess the land.
但是这仍然是神的旨意，要他们去把那个地拿下来。
So please don't expect that if it's God's will, it would just be easy.
不要这样有一个观点，就不要以为是说神的旨意的话就非常会容易。
Because the third thing is that.God wants us to have faith.
第三点就是说，神要我们有信心。
God wants to see faith in His people.
神想要看到人有对他有信心。
Instead of looking at the problems, He wants us to look at Him.
就是说，你们不要单单的注视那个困难，你们要注视神。
And too many times in our lives, we are just focused on the obstacles.
但是很多的时候，我们单单的注视那个困难。
Verse 11 of chapter 14.
在第十四章十一节里面
He says, How long will this people despise me? How long will they not believe in me in spite of all the signs I've done among them?
就是说他说这百姓要藐视我到几时我在他们中间行了这一切神迹他们还不相信我要到几时
I noticed that even on this podium there's reminders of our 50th anniversary.
我们看到前面这个讲台里面有个提醒我们五十年的纪念。
Even though you know the celebration was a while ago.
虽然这个庆祝是两三年前的事情。
But I hope that it will make you want to learn about what happened in those 50 years.
但是我们一直提醒大家，神为我们在这过去五十年做了一些什么样的大事情。
Now we can't part, can't point to parting of the Red Sea.
当然我们不可以把红海分开。
But if you talk to some of our founders, they can tell you how God worked in those 50 years.
但是你跟教会的一些领袖，一些那个老的基督徒的跟他们讲的时候，我们就会知道神在这个教会就过去五十年做了什么样的神迹奇事。
And so as we learn about what how God has provided for this church in the past, it hopefully will give us faith for the future.
我们是真的是仰望神，他在过去五十年给我们所提供的东西，让以后的五十年我们仰望神的时候，希望神还继续的提供他那个无尽的那个资源给我们。
In Hebrews 11 verse 6, it says, "And without faith, it's impossible to please Him." That is God.
就是这在希伯来书第十一章啊 ，number six， 第六节的时候就说，人非有信就不能够得神的喜悦。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, Paul says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight."
那么在哥林多后书第五章第七节到第八节里面就是说，我们行事为人要都是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见的。
So when we make a decision about whether to buy the Catholic Church, it is not a financial decision.
当我们决定要不要买这个三一堂的时候，并不是一个我们的资金上面的一个决定。
Certainly, we should look at the finances, look at the figures.
当然，我们要看看我们口袋里面有多少钱。
But ultimately, we have to ask, what does God want us to do?
但是我们更重要的要问神要我们做什么东西。
The Hebrew people in numbers here, they looked at the numbers and they said, no, we can't do it.
但是那个希伯来人呢，当他们在这个探子回来的时候，他们看到这些人跟这些地的时候呢，他们说我们不能够做。
But if God wants us to do it, He will help us.
但是我们要知道，当神要我们做的时候，神会帮助我们。
He will provide for us.
他会提供帮助给我们。
And so,It's not a financial decision, it's a spiritual decision.
这个不是金钱上面的一个决定，是一个信心上面的一个灵命上面的一个决定。
We need to discern what does God want us to do.
我们一定要来知道神要我们做什么东西。
And this will require prayer on our part as well as faith on our part.
我们这个在这一个方面，我们就需要我们的祷告，跟我们需要给神赐给我们信心。
And I want to apply this not only to our church, but also to individuals as well.
那么我们除了应用在教会里面，我们可以应用在我们自己本人每一个人的身上。
There are also giants in our lives as well.
我们在生活当中，我们也遇到很多的巨人。
Sometimes if we go ahead and buy this building, we're going to have to ask people to contribute more money.
当我们要教会要买这个教会的时候呢，我们需要很多人来奉献。
And then people will say, well, the economy may go bad. I need to save up more money for myself.
可能有些人是说，哎，这个经济不景气，我们可能要省下一些钱为我们自己来预备。
And so there will be giants that all of us will have to face.
那么这就在我们的面前就有很多我们自己的巨人要面对。
And I'm not asking anyone to do anything that's foolish.
我不是要问请大家来做一些愚蠢的事情。
But I also ask that you would have faith as well.
但是我是请求大家对神也有信心。
I know that in another area that some of you are worried about some of your children.
我们知道我们当中有些人对他们的小孩是非常的担心。
I recently preached in the English services.A message about singleness.
牧师呢前一阵子在英文堂里面就跟一些人呢就是说单亲
singleness
单身
and it was based on 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
就是这个哥林多前书
and from that passage, Paul says singleness is a good thing.
在那个哥林多前书的时候呢，保罗说。单身是一个很好的事情。
And according to 1 Corinthians 7 verse 7, we should let God decide whether we should be single or married.
在哥林多前书里面，保罗说，我们用神来决定我们是不是要单身。
Because God is the one who gives people gifts, whether it's one kind or another.
这是神给我们一个恩赐，我或者是这个，或者是那一个。
But yet, some of us feel like, oh, my child will not be happy unless they're married.
我们有些人就会觉得是说，我的孩子可能不会开心，除非我结婚了。
And so we are all worried, and we have lots of fears.
那么我们都非常的担心，有很多的惧怕的事情。
And I would tell them, trust God.
我会告诉他们，相信神。
God knows what's best for each individual person.
神知道什么事情对每一个人是好的。
God decides what can guide a church, but He also guides individuals as well.
神知道怎么样来带领教会，他也知道怎么样来带领每一个。
And so this might be an area that God, that you have, the, you see giants.
这个就是为什么我们很多时候会看到有巨人。
And God is telling you, you need to have faith in me.
神就在这个时候就告诉你，你一定要对我有信心。
We need to trust God no matter what we think might be the right direction.
我们不要以为是哪一个方向才会是正确的。我们是要真正的 focus， 就是专注在神的身上。
So I'd ask all of you to pray for your own individual lives as well as for the church.
我鼓励大家为我们每一个人，我们每一个自己的还有我们教会来祷告。
I'd ask you to pray for three things.
我们请大家来为三件事情来祷告。
Pray that we are willing to obey God no matter what He tells us to do.
我们祷告，我们就是。单单的仰望神，无论神要我们做什么东西。
Pray number two, pray for wisdom to discern God's leading.
我们祷告，我们都有那个从神来的智慧来跟从神。
And three, pray for faith to follow His lead.
我们在第三件事情要祷告神，让我们有信心来跟从他。
Let me close with this picture that's in my mind.
让我们今天来把今天的讲道来一个做一个总结。
When I was reading Numbers chapter 13, verse 31,
okay. 当他牧师读到那个十三章三十一节的时候
，this was part of the majority report.
这就是那个大多数人的报告里面的一句。
These people said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are."
就是说我们不能够上去攻击那些人，因为是他们比我们强壮。
I was focused on the words, we are not able.
我们就会单单的，牧师就会 focus 在那个，就是看到了那个很大的字，就是我们不能够。
And when I read those words, I thought of the founding pastor, Pastor Tan.
当牧师读到这个字的时候，他就想到了我们这个教会的创办牧师谭牧师。
I remember when we were worshiping in the Pine Street and trying to raise money for this building.
当我们在那个 Pine Street 里面呢，就是来崇拜的时候，想象我们就是在讨论要买这个地方的时候。
And he led the congregation in a song.
他就会在那个崇拜的时候，那他在领诗。
And the song's name is "He is able."
但那个歌的名字就是说他可以。
Now Pastor Chan led the song in. He doesn't have a musical voice.
那么我们知道谭牧师呢，他没有一个歌唱界的喉咙。
His English wasn't very good.
他的英文也不是那么的好。
But Pastor Tan had a lot of conviction when he sang that song.
但是呢，谭牧师呢，他有很大的信心，当他唱这一个歌的时候。
And I still remember, even to this day, how he led that song. He is able.
我仍然记得，当他那一天领崇拜的时候呢，唱的那一首歌，他可以。
And so I pray that all of us would also have that same conviction that he is able.
那么我就希望为大家祷告。就是希望大家要有谭牧师一样的信心。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Father, you are bringing us to a very critical point in the history of our church.
亲爱的天父啊，你们带领我们会众到了一个非常一个转捩点里面。
And some of us are excited, but some of us are scared.
我们有些人很兴奋，但是有很多的人也非常的惧怕。
We don't know exactly what the report will say or what will happen.
我们不知道那个报告里面会是什么东西。
But we express our trust in you.
但是我们向神宣告我们的信心。
That you will lead us and guide us.
我们知道你会带领我们。
In whatever direction that you lead us, that you will provide for us.
无论是哪一个方向，你要带领我们，你会提供。
Because we are your church.
Because 我们是你的教会。
We are your children.
我们是你的
And you are a powerful God.
你是有大能的神。
And wherever you lead us, you are able.
无论你要带我们去哪一个地方，你可以。
So we ask that you would strengthen our faith.
我们主啊，求你这个坚固我们的信心。
Whether you lead us to buy it or you lead us in another direction, help us to have faith in you.
你是要带领我们要买它呢，还是要走向另外一个方向呢？让你提供。
Pray that you would unite us as a congregation in prayer.
我们就是神呢，我们在一个整一个教会向你祷告的时候，求主你带领我们。
And our focus is not on the problems.
让我们不要专注在问题上。
Not on the giants.
不是在巨人身上。
But upon an awesome and powerful God.
而是在那个我们荣美的，而且是有大能的神的身上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.